What's up, bestie? You're tuning into Pass the Mic,
the podcast where two besties spill tea, talk life, and pass the mic on everything that matters. I'm DeMaya.
And I'm Mari. In today's episode, we're diving into what's okay and what's not okay in a talking stage.
Like when you're not together, but low-key act like it and nobody knows what's going on.
We'll give a little advice, share a few of our own stories, and of course, keep it real. Okay, DeMaya, so why don't you go ahead and start us off?
Okay, so the first one I have is talking every day, all day.
No. Well, I feel like in a talking stage, people first, like, this is with anything. I feel like they're just outgoing and they just talk a lot because, like, you don't know that person, so you want to know more about them. But if it's, like, a couple days in, like, 3 or 4 days in, I feel like you don't have to talk all day. But talking at least every day is okay. But all day, no. Because, like, no.
I agree. But I honestly feel like in a talking stage, space should be given a little bit. Like yeah. Mari said, not all day. Because, like, people get in this talking stage at our age, they want to go to sleep on the phone and text all day. What you doing? Right. What you doing? I'm doing the same thing.
That's what I'm saying.
So, but like, good morning, good night. You know, that's nice stuff. Like, you think about me. I feel like you think about me. But all day, though.
Like, that's overdoing it.
I don't want to talk to nobody all day. I don't even want to talk to my boyfriend all day. Like, right. I don't want to talk to nobody all day now. Once y'all start seeing each other and stuff like that, then that's when the get-to-knowing part gets coming in. And, you know, before y'all text each other good night or something, y'all have a little convo. But all day, nah.
Okay, oversharing or getting too personal?
I think in the talking stage, oversharing and getting too personal is not okay. Like,
yeah, no.
Yeah, I just feel like you don't even know if you're comfortable with that person yet. Like, it's a talking stage. Like, maybe in the future, y'all talking for a couple months.
Yeah.
And, you know, you want to share some details or something. But me, I'm just not no sharing person. I don't like people knowing my business. So, I wouldn't overshare anyways. But I say wait a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. Because you never know what that person's intentions really are. Because you never know, like, when y'all first start talking, they're, like, cool and stuff. And they're everything that you want. But it's, like, in, like, a couple of months, like, 2 months, I feel like people, like, they just be changing. Like, it's different. Or it's, like, action situations and stuff. So, like, nah, I wouldn't overshare anything. Until it's, like, the point where, okay, like, I know you're serious about me. So, I'm going to, like, you know, let you know more personal things and stuff I don't tell other people.
Yeah, I agree. I think you should wait until y'all are comfortable enough. Like Mari said, 2 months in, 3 months in, they might not be the person you thought they were. And next thing you know, they telling your business to their friends or to their homeboys. And now your business just out. Like, you got to have that trust there. And then once they get too comfortable, they start showing their true colors. And exactly. It may not be what you expected it. For the second one, I have acting like it's a relationship without commitment.
I feel like it depends on, like, the situation you are in, like, kind of y'all personalities. Because some people do that and act like they're together and stuff, even though they just met. And they even be saying, I love you and all that stuff.
Yes.
But it might be, like, one-sided, and it might be, like, no. So I feel like that's kind of, like, an in-between thing with the person you're talking to. Like, if that's something you like and they like, then okay, that's cool. But if it's just one-sided and they're doing that, no, you need to cut them off. Because y'all haven't even talked for 3 months, and you already saying this and that, saying I love you. So I feel like that's kind of, like, an in-between. It's kind of iffy.
I think it's not okay. Acting like y'all in a relationship when y'all are not committed, which means y'all are doing relationship things and y'all are not in a relationship. I don't want nobody wanting to do relationship things and we not together. Like, no, we still got time. Be patient. You rushing into things. It's okay. Calm down. Like, I don't know. I don't agree with that at all.
Yeah, I agree what she's saying, but I just feel like for some people it's different. Like, me personally, I don't like doing that. Like, I don't. Mm-hmm. I really don't. I would have to wait to see you and all that extra stuff. Like, like, no. Being yourself. Like, fully yourself.
Me? Okay, I'm going to speak from experience. Me?
Okay.
When I first start talking to somebody, I am not myself. Like, I got to get comfortable with you. Like, I could be myself, but you not going to know me all the way.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not finna act how I act with my friends with you. Like, no, like, I gotta wait a little bit. So being yourself, it depends on who you are. Like, if that's just you yourself, no matter what, okay, cool. But I don't like people knowing me until I know I can trust you knowing me all the way. Like,
yeah,
you get what I'm saying? Like, especially boys, right. I'm not finna fart around you. I'm not finna burp around you. I'm not finna do none of that.
I'm not finna eat my food messy.
Yes, like, no. I'm not. If I'm with Mari and we at home, our food gone in 5 minutes.
Not for real.
It's finna take me about 15, 20. Just give me a sec.
Yeah, I agree with what she's saying. Like, everything she said, like, that's truthful.
But for my last one, I have expecting effort, meaning like you not asking for too much, but I wanted consistency or real communication. Like some people feel like they doing too much. Some boys feel like a girl doing too much because she want him to communicate with her, or she want him to reassure her. You not doing too much. So
I feel like that's okay, because like that's right. Because I feel like in any situation, not even situationship, in talking stage and stuff, I feel like effort is what everything needs in a relationship too. Like that's something that should always be there no matter what, because it shows me that you're interested and you want me and only, and you know, like that should be in anything. Yeah. That's just like, that's not even bare minimum. That's expected of a right. man.
I agree though. I think a lot of boys are just not used to that, and a lot of boys are not exactly. used to having a female with good intentions. And some girls know their worth. Like some girls is not going for that. You not opening the door for me, I'm getting back in the car. Like what you just you just ain't open the door for what? Like it's just stuff like that that matter. Like that's to be expected of you. Like some boys don't grow up knowing that stuff. So it's like if they need to be taught by you, then that's one thing, and they proceed to do good afterwards. Okay, cool. But it's like you know better. You know better. So I feel like things that are to be expected is not you doing too much.
Okay, so for the next one is it overall okay to talk to more than one person in a talking stage?
Me personally, I honestly think it is okay, because it's too many people out here for me to be talking to you and not knowing how it's gonna go. So I wanna gather all my fish up and make sure I'm not missing out on no fish. Exactly. I don't want to miss out on no fish. If you're not the right fit for me, luckily I was chatting it with somebody else and they is. Like, you missing out on your blessings not doing that, I think so. But don't be, because some people be in a talking stage linking with both of them. No.
Yeah, no.
You got to know what you want first. Don't be linking with him and then, okay. Then linking with him and then, I don't really know. Then linking with him and then, you know, like, nah.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
but,
nah.
Communicating, talking, getting to know the next person, feeling them out a little bit, feeling their vibe, that's perfectly okay.
Yeah, that is fine. Because I feel like a lot of people, I don't know, because they really do be treating their talking stage like a relationship. Like, if you talking to somebody else, then, like, get away from me. But I feel like that's okay to talk to other people. Y'all not 100% together yet.
Exactly.
It's more like a 50-50 thing. Like, you could talk to that person, and I'm going to see, like, what you're about and stuff. And if I like you and stuff, then okay, I'm not going to talk to nobody else. But I have to know that you're on the same type
page.
Of page as me, because if I don't know you're fully on the same page, then I am going to be talking to other people too, because I might find somebody else that is like 10 times better than you. And you
exactly.
know, yeah. Before we wrap it up, here's one more question.
Do you think the talking stage is really necessary, or is it just a way to avoid commitment?
Okay, so I feel like it's both, because a lot of people want talking stages just to talk to somebody or just to like entertain, like be entertained and stuff. But some people be wanting to have a talking stage so they can generally find their person and a lot of stuff. But I feel like a lot of people avoid commitment, because I feel like, I don't know, a lot of people be avoiding commitment now in these days in this generation. Like, they don't be real relationship. And if they do and they're actually genuine, it's really rare.
Yeah, I agree to an extent. I feel like a lot of people just be in talking stages to fulfill their boredom or to entertain them, like Mari said. And I think a talking stage is necessary. Like, there's been a time where I've been in a talking stage and we've jumped into things too fast, and it was still things that I was learning about him while we were already serious. Like, I shouldn't still be learning little things about you. Like, I forgot to ask you what's your favorite color 2 months ago.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, so I think it's necessary. But you know a boy not serious with you when he not trying to get serious past 3 months in the talking stage.
Yeah.
That's all you need to know. 3 months after y'all talking. But it take longer for some people. Some people been through things that make them need a little bit more time to know. But
exactly.
I think the talking stage is necessary. Okay, besties, that's all for today's episode.
We hope y'all enjoyed us breaking down what's okay and what's definitely not okay when you're in a talking stage.
Remember, if it feels confusing, it's probably not it. Know your worth and set those boundaries.
Thanks for tuning in to Pass the Mic.
Bye, y'all.